In local news, life in Raglan is set to return to normal with State Highway 23 reopening tomorrow. The new swerve around the slip on the divvy has been nicknamed Earl's Corner by Facebook users who have been gripped by daily pictures of the work progress and Earl the cat who lives next to the work site. Waka Kotahi says the slip is still continuing to move and that it will be a double lane 60km/h zone around the slip. With the slip still moving, geotechnical testing is ongoing with drilling and core penetration. And Waka Kotahi added that they still don't have a full picture of how Cyclone Gabrielle impacted the site. And it's a busy weekend with multiple gigs in Raglan, including a couple of bands over from Australia. Coterie at the Yard is sold out for Sunday and, yes, Monday night. But you can still see the Grogans on Friday night at the same venue. The Yachty has a truckload of DJs Saturday and Sunday. And local artist Casual Healing has a busy weekend as support for Coterie and also Casper, who are at the Yachty on Friday. On top of that, local folksters Wilkie Mac have their album launch gig at the Old School on Saturday night with Chrissy Jackson. And no doubt the Salty Jam crew will be turning up at several venues during the weekend. There are other events, including a couple of markets on Saturday morning down the lane by the Yard and also on the corner by Indies and Ulos. Plus there's, well, it's called a pop-up bookshop at the Old School, but it's a three-week-long festival where you can meet authors, buy their books and hear their talks. And work is continuing at the local wharf with a barge turning up this morning so that they can start work on the pontoon, while rocks for the walkway have just started to be delivered as well. Work will also be picking up again with the reopening of the State Highway 23, allowing for heavy and long loads to once again be delivered. That is the news for Friday the 3rd of March 2023.